Get the little ones, sit back, relax, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Retracing the events leading up to Dr. Steve shooting Dr. Floyd with some sort of mysterious device has led us here, to the front steps of the Saddle River City City Hall. A large crowd has gathered for one reason, to honor the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd. We join the festivities as Mayor Marjorie Pennypacker steps up to the podium.
Good afternoon. Today we are here to honor Saddle River City's most prominent resident, Dr. Floyd J. Floyd Jr.'s innovations in the field of science have made our world a better place. His seemingly limitless knowledge of history rivals that of any library, and his moral code for doing the right thing is unparalleled. Though his name is known worldwide, Dr. Floyd chooses to make his home here, where he began, in Saddle River City. Because of that, today, April 5th, I am proud to present Dr. Floyd with the key to Saddle River City.
As the mayor hands Dr. Floyd a giant key, he shakes her hand. He hands the key to Dr. Grant and Chips, who are joining him at this event, and steps to the podium to address the crowd.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm humbled and honored. You know, I've been very lucky to do a great many things in my life. I've traveled the world and met many people, seen many sights, but Saddle River City is my home and I never want to leave. And as for all the great things I've invented and come up with, I want to make one thing clear. I couldn't have done any of it without my good friends, Dr. Grant and Chips. Those two have stood beside me through thick and thin, and I wouldn't be half the man I am today without their support. Finally, I want to thank all of you out there, the fine, hard-working people of Saddle River City. It's you that make this city tick. It's you that make this place, this paradise, the only place I want to live. Thank you, Saddle River City.
Dr. Floyd waves to his fans, and suddenly there is a loud thunderclap as a menacing black time and spaceship materializes above the crowd. This can only be the ship of evil mastermind Dr. Steve, who we see roll down a window and lean out with a bullhorn.
Well, 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 a big old celebration for Dr. Floyd, the belle of Saddle River City, the man everybody loves. Well, everyone, that is, except for me.
Dr. Steve, get out of here.
Oh, I plan on leaving, Dr. Floyd, but not until I've done what I've planned to come here to do.
And what is that?
Take care of you for good, for good.
Dr. Steve produces a mysterious device and turns a dial on the side. He takes careful aim at Dr. Floyd. He fires it, and it hits the podium directly in front of Dr. Floyd, Whoa. Which instantly disappears. Drat, I missed. Fidget, keep this ship steady so I can get a good shot. The device has to recharge.
I'm real.
As Dr. Steve waits for the device to recharge, Dr. Grant and Chips rush to Dr. Floyd's side.
Dr. Floyd, are you all right?
Yes, Chips, I'm fine.
We've got to get you out of here.
Yes, it's only a matter of seconds before he tries to shoot you again with whatever that thing is.
Quick, to the time and spaceship. We'll make a time jump and hide somewhere in time.
Our heroes race to their ship and make a time jump, with Dr. Steven Fidget making a time jump right after them. And now, dear listeners, we are caught up, as the events that played out after this were the events you heard in the first episode of the season. Our heroes jumped through time, looking for places to hide. They tried to hide in Al Capone's vault, and then in Buffalo Bill's wagon, followed by trying to escape on the Wright Brothers airplane. Finally, they wound up here in Philadelphia, in the home of Benjamin Franklin, where we now rejoin our story moments after Dr. Floyd has been shot and disappeared. Yes. Yes, I did, didn't I? But he disappeared. That's right. He's gone. He's gone for good. Out of my hair once and for all.
But where did he go? What does that weapon of yours do?
Oh, this little thing? This is a little device of my own creation. Something I worked long and hard on. It's a little something I like to call the Time Latura.
Time Latura?
Yes. You see, what I did first was I came up with a plan, just like Frank Morris told me to do on Alcatraz. Then, I decided I'd create a new invention using existing technology, just like Hedy Lamarr did. Then, I took Dr. Floyd's time and space travel device apart carefully, piece by piece, to see how it worked, just like Benjamin Banneker told me to do, and I combined it with the Trans Latura. And voila! I created this, the Time Latura. A device that, when you blast someone with it, sends them into any point in time you choose.
You are mad! Dr. Steve, where in time have you sent Dr. Floyd?
I've sent him to where he can never bother me again.
Tell me, where did you send him?
I've sent him into the future. Gans, is what Dr. Steve said true? Has he really blasted Dr. Floyd into the future? And if so, how far into the future has he blasted him? And how will Dr. Grant and Chips be able to rescue Dr. Floyd if they don't know exactly where in the future he is?
Oh, I don't know, but you'd better believe that we're going to do everything we can to find him.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Episode number 811 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips, www.mauraquirk.com, and Vanessa Whitney as Mayor Marjorie Pennypacker. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco. Episode number 811 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2010, Grant Pachoco and Doug Price. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's time now for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message. Remember, kids, only children with the official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Ranger secret decoder ring can decode today's secret message. You can get your own ring right now over at www.drfloyd.com/store. Okay, kids, grab your secret decoder ring and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Here comes today's secret message.
And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 811, All Caught Up. 23, 7, 15, 14, 14, 18, 9, 8, 18, 15, 17, 8, 26, 8, 1, 12, 7, 11, 17, 4, 3, 24, 3, 18, 17, 13, 12.
And that was a secret message to you from Dr. Floyd himself. You can decode today's secret message only with the Imagination Nation Ranger secret decoder ring available to everyone at www.drfloyd.com/store. Get yours today and set your imagination to fun.
Hey, Fidget, you know what? I'm totally cool. Because I've just signed up for a Twitter account.
What?
Yes, it's at www.twitter.com/evilmastermind.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Well, I plan to send out totally inspirational and completely evil messages to all my followers.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look, if it worked for Richard Simmons, it'll work for me.
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.pereri.com, hip.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
That always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including
Halloween.
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.